The Spinoff Podcast Network. Skinny are helping you show how smart you are with the 1Q Quiz, an all-new, super challenging and super quick daily quiz built by The Spinoff. Every Monday, Skinny are giving you the chance to prove you're smart with the Skinny Extra Credit question. Get it right, and you'll get the chance to score yourself some Skinny Extra mobile credit so you can text, call, or even video call your group chat and gloat about how big your brain is. T's and C's apply. Ready to rediscover the joys of cycling? With over 300 kilometres of cycle paths across Tāmaki Makaurau, jumping on your bike and going for a ride is such a fun way to discover the city from a different perspective. Cycling is getting more and more popular across Auckland, so now's a great time to join the hype and give cycling a go. Head to at.govt/cycling to find your nearest cycleway today.
And welcome to Remember When. We're looking back on the trends and phenomena that impacted our lives as rangatahi growing up in Aotearoa. My name's Jane Yee. Today I am joined by our TV writer Tara Ward and also our creative director Toby Morris, and together we are going to Remember When Telethon. This is all in honour of Sleep Week, right?
Woohoo!
Because Telethon, notoriously, you didn't do much sleeping.
Oh, yeah, there's no sleeping on telethon night. That's the one night you're allowed to stay up.
Yeah, right.
Super late, right?
Tara, you have actually written a wee piece for the spin-off on telethon, so you're very well-versed.
Yeah, it was a show that never slept. It, you know, that was the best thing about telethon, was that it just went all night in a time when the TV turned off every night at 11 o'clock. It was mind-blowing to think there was a show that went all night.
It's amazing to think the TV could even broadcast. Like, I thought the TV stopped working at 11 o'clock at night.
It's a whole new world.
Goodnight Kiwi went to bed.
Yeah, he's turned it all off and tucked himself in.
Wonder what he did on a telethon night.
Would have stayed up, dragged his mattress into the lounge, had it on for all the madcap things that happened.
So telethons started in New Zealand in 1975. And they kind of ran intermittently throughout the 80s and then in early 90s. And then there was one in 2009 as well that it resurfaced. Yep. All I can really remember, I remember so much and at the same time almost nothing at all, but is being able to like have a block of chocolate, like be in the lounge with my pillow and my duvet, and we were allowed a block of chocolate to share that on telethon night. And we were allowed to stay up as long as we wanted, but we all just fell asleep in the lounge, right?
Yeah. It was such an event. And, like, you'd been fundraising for weeks up to it. I remember we did, like, coin trails at school and, like, cake stalls and kind of stuff. And, you know, so there was all that build-up. And then when telethon finally came, I mean, amazing.
What are your memories of telethon, Toby?
Sort of similar. Staying up late, that's the main thing, like being able to stay up late. But that kind of delirious excitement, the kind of anticipation of it, and I can't even remember what happened on the night, but just being sort of like giddy and delirious with joy.
You remember the song? Whenever you hit a big milestone in amount of money, then they did the thank you very much for your kind donation and did a conga line, right?
Of course, and you had to do it at home as well.
Yes. Mm. And they managed to pull some quite big stars.
Yeah, they had people from America, like shows of the time, like Hill Street Blues and Dukes of Hazzard, and lots of people from Coronation Street and EastEnders and
Lisa
stuff.
Lisa Gibbons, and what was his name, the other fella?
Christopher Quinton.
And they were pledged some money if they'd share a kiss.
Yeah, in Christchurch.
And they shared a kiss and then turned into a couple.
It was like the best patch ever. We all watched it. We all watched this love story unfold.
It's so magical. And you always had people, and sometimes there were celebs on the phone taking pledges from around the nation.
Yep.
What I want to know is how committed do you have to be to giving the money after just ringing up and getting your moment on the telly going, I would like to pledge $25. You know, who's following that up? You know?
Yeah, that seems like a huge trust system, right?
It really is.
It does. But I don't think anyone would lie to telethon, would they? We were all honest back then.
We were.
I actually got on the screen in one of the telethons. One year I was staying with a friend of mine for the night, and his mum, I can't even remember what her work was, but her work was doing some sort of handing over a giant check. And we got to sort of tag along with her to the studio at 2 o'clock in the morning or something. And we got onto the screen, I don't even remember being there, but I remember for weeks afterwards, everywhere I went, people would be like, I saw you on Telethon.
Amazing.
Like the coolest kid
That's
out.
Incredible.
A Telethon star.
That was the best thing too. You always knew someone, or that you recognised someone on the television, or you saw someone's name that you knew go across the bottom of the screen. Like everyone got involved and like everyone could just walk into the studio if you're in one of the main centres and get on the television.
Yeah, and hark back to the 80s when they also did it regionally. So you had it in regional studio, so you watched the telethon for your region. If you were in a small region, you'd just be watching the one that was closest, whether it be Auckland or Wellington or Christchurch.
Right.
So there were all sorts of different things and like crosses happening around the country. I remember like falling asleep and then kind of waking up and waiting to see what the total was in the time that I'd gone to sleep. Like, had we passed the $1 million mark? That was always the big one, right? Yeah. Such an amazing thing that would have cost a lot of money to run. And I wish they still did them.
Yeah, same.
Do you reckon that it would fly the same?
I don't know. Things are a bit more corporate now, eh? But it was kind of fly by the seat of your pants TV back then, I think. You know, any kind of thing kind of went and you really didn't know what was going to happen.
I reckon probably not very PC if we were to watch back.
No, I think there'd be some questionable pledges there that were going on. Yeah, for sure.
I think also there's that sense of like back in those days there was, you know, the one TV channel or whatever that I think we've sort of lost now. You know, like what's on tonight, it's Telethon, whereas people are into more different, everyone's attention is sort of split in 100 different directions.
You didn't have a bloody choice, did you? Like, it was the only thing that was on the telly and you had to watch it. But even if you did have a choice, you were part of it because back then we all came together for a big event. We really did. Other appearances, guest appearances were Basil Brush, Bill Oddie. Wow. Kamal, I don't know if you remember Kamal, the singer. Alan Dale, a New Zealand native.
Oh, good old Jim from Neighbours.
Jim from Neighbours went on to be on the OC.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Great man. And yes, as we mentioned, Lisa Gibbons and Christopher Quentin. I mean, that was the big story in my memory of telethons, is this romance that started from a pledged. Wait, how much did that kiss cost, I wonder? What, any other tidbits you found out in your research for your piece?
No, just that Lauren Bacall came over for Telethon 1975, which seems like a huge Hollywood name to somehow pull over here. But just that it was like that all the people we would see reading the news suddenly just were doing push-ups and taking their shirts off and just doing ridiculous things to entertain us so we'd give them money. Like, it's, I don't know, is that good? I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's all for a good cause, right? All's well that ends well. And we weren't even used to seeing the bottom halves. They were just floating torsos for the most part. In fact, I mean, just a slight segue, but there used to be a show called Top Half, which was just for the North Island, but there was also this like recurring gag that you only ever saw the top half of them because they were sat behind the news desk. Not like today where they're sitting on stools and you can see it all.
Legs galore.
Yeah, legs galore.
All sorts of shoes and novelty socks.
Back in the 80s, our newsreaders didn't have legs, or we didn't know that they did until they were on Telethon. What a time. I just think this is absolutely one of the things that, I hate to say it, the kids of today really missing out on,
you know?
Like that whole nation watching one thing and just the novelty of watching it in the middle of the night. Mm. What's the latest you reckon you've made it up to?
I don't know. I'm not sure. It felt like we stayed up all night, but I'm sure we must have fallen asleep and woken up in a pile of popcorn in the lounge. Yeah,
I was going to say, I reckon probably about 10 o'clock. And I always felt a bit ripped that I'd fallen asleep, you know. It felt like there's a whole world of things had happened while my body betrayed me and went to sleep.
And you never knew what they were because there was no way of rewinding back or rewatching it.
There's no My Sky. That was it. It was it. So, perhaps someone out there can remember something that happened, something scandalous that happened in the wee hours in a telethon. You would have been watching in the late 70s, throughout the 80s and early 90s. I think the last one in the 90s, like the last kind of proper one is we knew it was in 1993. And then there was another one that just resurfaced randomly. I think it was on TV3 in 2009 for Kids Can. I kind of don't remember that
at all. Yeah, that certainly wasn't the phenomenon that the early ones.
I think Māori TV did one in 2011 too for the Christchurch earthquakes as well. I think that was the last one.
Perhaps we should do one on the spin-off. Who do you think we'd probably get? Michael Murphy. It might be a push.
I'd love that.
It might be too big.
Oh my god! I've got to start planning.
Oh, any other thoughts, any other memories from telethon? I know it's very hazy.
I do have to say one last thing I really remember were the whistling tummies. I don't know if you remember those. I don't know why they were on there. There were these.
Are they faces painted onto stomachs?
That's exactly okay. what they were,
I didn't
Jane.
Remember and it all these years.
It never leaves you once you see it, right?
That's good content.
And puffing in and out to a whistling soundtrack. That's what entertainment was back in those days, kids.
It's pretty funny. It's like a skit on school camp or something. Eh?
Yeah,
like
totally. It was. It was school camp on the telly. It's exactly what it was. And there endeth the lesson. Hey, thank you so much, Tara and Toby, for remembering when telethon. And I hope you guys are all enjoying Sleep Week on the spin-off. And make sure that you read Tara's piece. You may have even found this Remember When by reading Tara's piece, in which case, A plus to you. Thanks very much to Ihe for recording. And thank you to the spin-off members for making this episode possible.
Talo for Lover. I'm Madeline Chapman, editor at The Spinoff. If you have the means, consider supporting our high-quality journalism by becoming a Spinoff member. Sign up now at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
Kia ora e te iwi, Te Ihe Butler here, podcast manager at The Spinoff. If you enjoy listening to our podcasts, consider supporting our mahi by signing up to become a Spinoff member at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
The Spinoff Podcast Network.